Daily Spiration, Sunday, the 28th of April. I want to talk about death today. It's a difficult subject for many of us, I know. I know it was for me when my little girl, who is 27 now, was very young, 3 or 4. She asked me once on a bus to my consternation, "Mummy, why do people die?" I don't remember what I answered her, but I remember fobbing her off and trying to keep her quiet, embarrassed that she should ask me this question in front of all those people. Well, that was a long time ago, and in many ways I've come to terms with death in the past 2 or 3 decades. I've lost people in my family. My grandfather died. My step-grandmother died. My father-in-law died. Many old people I know have died. And I feel a lot of peace around that. Long lives lived well. But recently, someone young died, and I don't feel peaceful, and I feel a lot of grief. But also, I feel the importance, the need to do the things that we want to do now. Now is the time that we have. I feel very fortunate that I was able to say goodbye to Winston in February. I hadn't been to St. Lucia in 14 years, and so I hadn't seen him. But we were in touch through his sister, and I knew how he was doing. And when I was in St. Lucia, we saw each other. And I remember when I was leaving, I saw him the day before I left, and he said to me, "Will I see you tomorrow?" And I said, "I'm leaving tomorrow, remember? But don't worry, I'll be back next year, because that's my plan, to go back next year." Sadly, Winston died in the last week, and he won't be there when I get back next year, if I get back next year. And that reminds me to give thanks now for our lives, for the time that we had together. And I wish him peace. I wish his soul peace. I'm glad to have known him. Rest in peace, my cousin Winston Brown. This is Marla Bishop, and you have been listening to Daily Spiration. Thank you for being here.